In less than 6 months, Netflix has seen their share price drop from a healthy $400+ a share to $200 a share. So obviously things not all that perfect in the Netflix household. Now, there are a number of reasons, like the collapse, lots of reasons for this. I mean, like the collapse of Bitcoin and that Netflix now faces competition, for example, from Disney. That's how it works. You start off a particular service, you're ruling the roost, you first, maybe even second to market, and people tune in and they get, you know, things that they've never had before. But then you've got other people with really deep pockets. And those people go, hold on, we also control a lot of good content. Why don't we take the fight to the likes of Netflix? Right here in South Africa, for example, it's Netflix versus MultiChoice. And MultiChoice, obviously, working hard to offset the challenge that Netflix poses. And that's just the world of competition. But to give you a deeper dive into why Netflix finds itself in the situation it finds itself in at the moment, you are joined by Jan Vermeulen, editor-at-large at My Broadband. Jan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Better than Netflix, thank you very much. Thank you for asking.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Now, it's a pleasure. I mean, if one just looks at, there were lots of people who used to watch Netflix via VPN, right?
Right.
In South Africa, legally or illegally. I mean, you know, we can all talk about that. But the bottom line is people watched Netflix. Then Netflix came in with the local offering, which, excuse my language, is pretty crappy. Not as much as what you could get on the international platform, etc. Initially, people signed up, and it looks as if that's tapered off as well. So just take me through this rigmarole, this very messy journey that Netflix has been on over the last 6 months.
Right. I mean, that's a lot to unpack. Let's get to it. Okay, so the price, yeah, is down, and that's for a variety of reasons. And the increased competition, 100% correct. Disney is launching its own streaming service, which is causing Netflix to pull content from its platform. And also, we're starting to see Marvel series on Netflix, original Netflix series being cancelled. And, you know, a lot of speculation that is Disney-related.
Mm.
So things like Daredevil, for example, a solid series getting cancelled on Netflix. You know, and people are starting to ask, is this because, you know, Disney, it doesn't want Netflix to do Marvel properties anymore? What's going on here?
Yeah.
And then with respect to, you know, the Netflix's global launch and the fact that, you know, just didn't have as much content in South Africa as it does elsewhere in the world. South Africa actually does okay now. If you compare Netflix in Scandinavian countries, for example, it's very interesting to see these reports coming from VPN providers. Obviously, they have an interest in encouraging people to use a VPN to access Netflix in other countries. But they show that in Scandinavian countries, they have like 800 titles on Netflix, whereas in South Africa, we're at least in the range of thousands.
Mm.
And there are some things on Netflix in South Africa that you actually can't get in the United States.
Okay.
So a part of the reports that these VPN providers put up is that they say Netflix in total has well over 10,000 titles, but even the country with the most titles available, the United States, only has around 5,500, 6,000 titles at any given time. So even the United States doesn't have everything. So, for example, Netflix has the global distribution rights to a CBS show called Star Trek Discovery.
Mm.
And that we get through Netflix in South Africa. But in the United States, if you want access to that show, you have to get by CBS's own streaming service or, you know, watch it on CBS on TV.
But that's the problem. If everybody, if CBS changes its model and says, actually, we're interested in international distribution ourselves, then Netflix has a massive problem.
Right. And so what Netflix is doing is it's investing in its own original content because Netflix has been trying really hard to kind of crack open the international content market to go, please license this stuff to us on a global level so that everybody has access to the same stuff.
Yeah.
And they've come up against a brick wall, as you've just described.
But
so what they're doing is they're doing their own original shows all over the world, and including an announcement made that they are going to be doing a South African spy show. So where they're going to have a South African female spy And they're going to turn that into an original series on Netflix. Hopefully that's great.
Then they're going up against MultiChoice that has been hyper-local for quite some time, so the challenge sits there as well. So good luck to Netflix. I wouldn't invest in them anytime soon. Jan Vermeulen, editor-at-large at My Broadband. Now,